get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler. And today we are talking about the most important thing to know when trying to close a web design client. And if you are a regular listener of WP the Podcast, you're like, why is Tim introducing the topic? That's normally what David does. And that is true. The reason why is because this is going to be mostly a David topic. I'll jump in and add some things. But David, this is a topic David came up with, and I don't know what that most important thing is. I'm excited. So I'm on the edge of my seat, just like you are. If you are someone who builds client websites and you're closing deals and you're always trying to find new ways to increase your conversion rate with closing web design clients, then this is an episode that you don't want to miss, because if you know anything about David, he is a master of sales and is a phenomenal salesperson. And so he mentioned at the end of the last episode that this is not what you think it is. So,
yeah. Yeah. I want to open this and preface by saying that this will work with anything beyond web design clients as well. So if you're in digital product sales or marketing or anything like that, it can totally work for you. And I think, you know, I do pretty well with sales. I have a really good history and a track record there. But it's going to sound counterintuitive to what you actually think sales are, because sales is about money. And the one thing that I want to tell you, the one thing that is the most important thing that you can do, is don't worry about the money. You know, if you're consumed with, am I going to close this? Am I going to win this client? Am I going to, you know, I'm competing against five other companies, and will mine get the bid? Am I going to put food on the table? Am I going to keep the lights on? And look, I've been there. It's important. We all feel that pressure and stuff. And believe it or not, we are all energy. So when we step into an office with a client, if we have that feast or famine type kind of mentality or greed, they're picking up that energy. They're reading you just like they're reading anything else, just like you're reading them and stuff. So if you can set your mindset properly, I'm not saying don't be prepared, don't give the best presentation that you can't possibly give. All of those things are very important, but mindset going into that process is huge. And if you can have the mindset of being of service to this customer, even though they're not a customer yet, feel free to give them some value, help them out, analyze their business, give them some tips. Even if they're not going to choose you, it's going to go way beyond you ever could imagine. People are going to want to work with you because they realize that your energy is pure. Your intentions are pure. Most businesses, when a salesperson comes in their office, they're instantly throwing up the wall. This guy's here to get my money. He's not here for anything other than to take money out of my pocket. Well, if you go in with the mindset of to be of service and you're not consumed or worried about the money, then people are going to want to work with you just for that reason alone, because they're going to feel safe. They're going to feel comfortable and stuff. And again, it doesn't mean that you don't need to be prepared and that you don't need to be the expert at what you do, because guess what? You do. You just need to present it in a different way than coming in trying to act like the expert so that for whatever reason, they're going to choose you of, you know. I don't know if that's making any sense to you, Tim, but, you know, mindset is the most important thing that you can do when trying to close a client.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. And I completely agree. And it's so true. When you're desperate because you need the sale, it's like they sense it.
Yeah.
And they might not, it might not be a thing that's like they're consciously thinking about, but it's like the back of their mind, it's like they just kind of get, you know, a weird vibe, an uncomfortable vibe, like you said. And from my experience with past sales jobs or even like interviewing at other companies before I worked for myself, the times that I didn't need the job, right? I already had a great job and I just, something came my way and I thought, you know, I'd interview for it and kind of see. Those are always the interviews that I nailed and the jobs that I got where they really wanted me, because I didn't have that mentality of like trying to nail the interview and trying to you know, make
you
the sale.
Worried.
Essentially.
You exactly. weren't worried about it. Yeah.
And same thing with sales. It's like, if you go into it when you don't need it, and we've talked about this, it's been a while, but where David would, raise his rates, David, you would raise your rates.
Oh man. I went, yeah, it was crazy.
And it was cause you had so much work. So you just kept raising your rates. Because you didn't need
the job.
And
it was trying to get people to say no, honestly. Yeah. I just didn't want them to say yeah.
And that like subconsciously made them say yes because they didn't feel like they were sold to and you weren't pushing them. You weren't worrying about the money, you know? So.
Well, it just happened this week. I had one client that we really don't have the time to work on their site, and it's a pretty complex site and stuff, and they were a referral. And so I went in with, hey, look, you know, we can't even look at you until the end of the year, thinking surely they're going to say, oh, no, I need it way before then, you know. But I can refer you to X, Y, and Z, some very reputable, you know, people that we know and, you know, people that we outsource work to give, you know, that we overflow work to and stuff. And can you believe it? That sucker said, oh no, we want to work with you. You were a referral and I'm okay with waiting until the end of the year. So it's like, I want to say motherfucker on our podcast, Tim. So I don't know if that's legal in the podcast world, but it's okay on YouTube. So I just said it. that's how I felt. I was like, gosh, darn it. What the heck, man? Trying to not get them and they come. Because, again, I'm not worried about it. I was trying to be of service to them, be upfront, be honest, give them what they need, find them someone else. That doesn't make me any money to go find them someone else, you know? And then they still ended up wanting to work with us.
Yeah.
After all, you know.
And on that point, I'm not going to give away the details because this is kind of something special that we sell in our Divi Business Expert course. But there's a method that we teach that you brought in from your experience, David, into our course on closing clients on the maintenance plan. Exactly. And there's a reason why it's so effective. And it's literally one line. It's one sentence that can literally make or break whether or not they close. And the reason why it works, again, I don't want to give it away because it's a big thing for our students. And the reason why it works is because it builds that trust and they don't feel like they're being pushed. So it immediately makes you trust them. And it all goes along with what we're talking about here. Yeah.
Totally, 100%. Well, I love talking about these types of topics. So, And on that note, we weren't planning on this, but Tim and I are in the process of revising, updating our Divi Business Expert course, and we're going to be launching that soon. So, and a few more courses. We're back into podcasting and getting back into business and stuff. So, tomorrow we've got another great topic, the easiest way to create email opt-in forms in WordPress. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.